Welcome, Your Excellencies, colleagues of the press and members of the audience. It's quite a challenge sharing some ideas on what's happening on this mobile and digital diplomacy. Diplomacy, of course, is not the key of a press agency. A news agency makes sure there's unbiased news, and it's not a diplomatic institution. But I think you might learn some of our findings and what we have done to become more mobile in this area. And as Mr. Nia said, I am the CEO of the national news agency, ANP, and also of a smaller news agency called Novum News, which is more regional oriented. ANP started in 1937 with 71 newspapers as a conglomerate. And that is still our core. We serve virtually all the media in the Netherlands, and that is our, you know, the core of our business, giving them our news and information. And of course, being Dutch, one of the fundamental starting principles of a news agency in Holland is sharing cost. In a lot of other agencies in the world, there might be different reasons, but Dutch always are very cost conscious. So already in the 30s, they gathered that if we would do things together, it would be cheaper than do it by themselves. And that's the first thing. But the second thing, which is extremely important in Dutch society, and also remember the mid-30s when ANP was started, there was a very big need for unbiased news. And we have here in the Netherlands a huge amounts of media, and all of them have their own signature. Some are left-wing, some are right-wing, some have certain areas of ideas or responsibilities. But we as a news agency are the only ones that do unbiased news. And I think already in the 30s, it was shared that we don't have an opinion. And even if you would see our news feed, you will see there's no opinion. We don't take sides, and we don't try to explain what's going on. We state factual. And that is very important, because even in those days, and that's still one of our fundamentals, we believe that a good news service makes sure that your country and your democracy is as stable as it can get. But a lot has changed since the early 30s. And if we look back at our photo archive, which is always nice, you see, you know, old cameras here at the Binnenhof, for example, at Prinsjesdag. You must have heard about this event in the Netherlands. You know, in those days, we would have one photographer, they would make a picture, they would drive by an old car somewhere, they would develop it, and by the next day, a picture would be in the newspapers. And that was the heartbeat of the news in those days. Because that's what we supply, the heartbeat of the Dutch news every day. If you move to what we do now, and to give you a little bit of perspective, first of all, we operate 24/7, 365 days a year, so we're always there. And if something happens, you know, we report it and we inform all our media partners. We do about 160,000 articles every year, so we produce 600-700 articles a day by our journalists. That gives you a little bit of a feeling of what kind of heartbeat we're talking about. And you might ask, is there so much more happening in the Netherlands than in the 1930s? And the answer is probably not, but we have invented the computer, and the computer made sure that people get bored very easily. So they hit the F5 button, or they use their mobile, and they want to have a constant flow of new things happening and passing. And that's one of the big drivers, funnily enough, the technology to provide more and more news. And we believe this will even further increase. So the amount of news articles that will be produced is growing dramatically and will keep growing, just to make sure that everybody gets what they want. We do about 6 million pictures a year. So there's a, I think in the program, there's a little bit of a typo, is a zero missing. This is an incredible amount. And we get this from international news agencies, our partners like DPA in Germany or AP in the United States or EFE in Spain. And this kind of enormous amount of pictures gives our media partners the opportunity to tell every story they want to tell. If there's something happening on sports, on war, on refugees, you know, there's a wealth of pictures. In the Netherlands ourselves, we make sure that every important activity, we send our own people to take pictures, whether it's the royal family, the politics, or etc. But you can imagine 6 million pictures a year, and we keep about 11 million pictures in our databases, so we throw some away, is an enormous volume, and it helps the storytelling. But it also has some other aspects. When we had the terrible incidents with Charlie Hebdo in France, we had about 5,000 pictures in our database with a tag, so which somewhere referred to what happened there. And we got a lot of bomb threats and threats because we published them. And this is always a challenge for a news agency, because as we said, we are unbiased, but it means we still publish a lot of material which is open for the public. We also do all the radio bulletins for the commercial stations, and we do more and more video. But also importantly, we give the agenda for the media for the next 2 to 3 weeks. And it's not that we don't have an agenda for a longer period, but this is how media organizations work in the Netherlands. They have an overview for the next 2 weeks to schedule their reporters. So that's what we do. We do the elections. So if there are elections in the Netherlands, we do it at the day. And of course, we work together, as I said before, with all these international colleagues like AFP in France, DPA in Germany, Press Association in the UK, etc. All this has led to us that we are more and more an IT company, because these enormous volumes we have to produce and share make sure that we have to bring it to our partners, and our partners bring it further into the media. We call it our news turbine. All our news is read by approximately 80% of the Dutch people every day. So this is quite a substantial amount of traffic we're generating. And it also makes sure that we have to be very conscious what we send out. Because if we send something out, by definition, it's the truth. Maybe it's not the truth, but it's perceived as, and it makes us very conscious of what we send out. But it also makes sure that if you look at your diplomacy, you will have to be able to go through these huge amounts of data and articles that are being produced, basically, when you walk around. And I think the theme was laptop diplomacy. But I think, seriously, we are already on the wrist. This is an Apple Watch, and basically for me, the most important thing it does, if this buzzes, then I know it's important. You know, the phone is already a step further in slowness and in volume, and by the time I get to my computer, you know, that's old news. It might be 30 seconds old, but then it's quite old. So the key thing for us is always, if we send out press alerts, those buzz on the watches, there's something very serious going on. For example, we just sent out one before this meeting started. There's a big meeting on the refugee crisis going on in London tonight, and a special security going on, and then we sent something out. Next to this huge volume I shared with you that we produce ourselves or we get from our partners, we also crawl on the online databases 40,000 articles a day. So imagine this is the Dutch news and information media. We get another 40,000 articles a day and another 10,000 from our international partners. So we produce 600 a day, get 50,000 additional. This gives you a little bit of an idea about the kind of volume we're talking about. And because this volume goes so fast, I think it's very important for you as an audience maybe to try to understand what it means. It means when something goes, it can go quick and big very quickly. And we also do the history back to 1998. And what does this imply to you and to us? We believe we have a media-centric society, and maybe from being from the media, this is what you want to hear and see. But I think in the Netherlands, and maybe you might have experienced this, we are very media-centric. So there's a lot of publications, there's a lot of articles, there's a lot of television stations, a lot of radio, which means a lot of the debate happens in the media. And this implies that every organization has to become or has to be a media organization. If you're not capable of working with the media, the sheer volume might be difficult to work with if it happens. It also means that for us as media companies, we have to be data companies. these volumes, these systems, we need to be able to work with them, analyze them, and distribute them. But it also means that for every professional in your organization, they have to become a media professional as well, because it's so important to be tuned in. Yes, yes, I will. So this means huge volume, big data, you might have heard it before, and you have to have great tools. Because what happens in this society where the information is shared easily and in big volumes, if you don't have the tools, you might have big crisis before you know how to work with it. So yes, there's a great opportunity for sharing information, but there's also a big importance to be alert that when something happens. And to have those tools, I think, is more important than ever. And again, if you watch buzzes, you know, then you need to be afraid. And if your phone buzzes, it's probably somebody calling you. Thank you.